He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now he works at the SEC Network. He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help.
Good morning, PB. Put him up there, Reggie Dodge. On the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone. There he is.
PB!
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Well, before we get into basketball, Roger, we talked about it a minute ago. We're talking about restaurants going out of business, and Feltner's Whataburger up in Russellville closed their doors for the last time. I guess Saturday night.
Man.
And so, Roger, we brought up Mexico Chiquito, which was a very popular restaurant. And I believe you had the key phrase for them, right?
Dippy chip here.
Yeah. Yes, it was. But he would do it with much more vigor, didn't he, Roger?
Well, much more vigor and much more of a Boston slant.
Yeah. Yes.
I think that, if you look in the system, I'll give you a chance. Let's see if Roger can find it in the system. And somebody said there was also a song. Let me see. Said David, tell David.
Chimichanga.
Yes. It says, tell David, this is the song. Mexico Chiquito isn't the fiesta restaurant where the good times and good food is what families want. You begin to like it when you walk
Mexico
in the door.
Mexico Chiquito is the place for me. Mexico Chiquito is the place for me. Isn't that how it went?
I don't know. Listen, you're doing it.
No. No. That works. Yeah. We're going to keep it.
It's perfect. I like it. So somebody said it has to be done with a Mexican accent. That's Billy Joe down in Star City who's listening.
It was a huge deal when they introduced calamari.
Ah.
To the menu. I don't know if you guys remember this.
No.
I don't.
It was the owner, I believe, was Mr. Haney.
Yes, that's it.
Yes, Jerry Haney.
Yes.
He actually went to college with his daughters. But he spent a lot of time in Hawaii.
Yes, they had a place
and
there.
So
that's
he
right.
He came back and he fell in love with calamari. And so he put that on the menu at Mexico Chiquito. And obviously it's sort of not a traditional, what you would expect at a place called Mexico Chiquito, but it was fantastic. It was like some of the best calamari that I've ever tasted in my life.
Stand by.
Mexico Chiquito, my friends, that's the place to be. Five locations, Cantrell Road location, that's a dine-in drive-through. Over there, Monday to Friday, 3 to 6, that is the happy hours, my friends.
And
so get over there. After work, it's the place to be. Springtime is here. Summer's right around the corner. Kick back with some of the margaritas, puncherita, fresh beverages. And also they have chicken tortilla soup. I had it with the grilled mahi-mahi wrap. It is unbelievable. Also, you know they have the world-class cheese dip. Crispiest chips in America. Freshest salsa of all time. North Little Rock, Camp Robinson Road. That's also a dine-in and drive-through. They have the chicken, shrimp, and steak fajita all working well together. Jacksonville, the Main Street exit. Go by and check them out. And also, Rodney Parham in West Markham, you have your Mex2Go location.
Mex.
You can
Still
also
there.
Check them out on the net. That's MexicoChiquito.net. Also, you need a catering job done, graduation, go check them out. Dip your chip here.
That's it right there.
What a pro. Hey, I remember Roger, and I guess, I don't know if you were doing the show with me when we did this, because I don't remember you being there. Maybe you were, not much, but it was, I used to do a ton of remotes.
I did some.
The lunchtime remotes.
Yeah.
I was out there in West Little Rock. And, of course, Chad Jones, we were connected with Chad.
Yep. Chad.
Oh, the punch. Remember the punch?
Punch, yeah.
Yes.
There's only
the sugar.
There's only a. Is there even a drive through around anymore? Is it all gone?
Yeah. I think Rodney Parham has
to go.
Yeah.
He's talking about.
Yeah. It is.
Or Markham, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe on Markham.
Yeah. We were just talking about, after Feltner's closing, all the restaurants. There's so many of them. And when I first started the list, I thought, man, I can only think of three or four. But, you know, so many people have started calling in with, you know, Denton's and Juanita's and Coy's,
sure.
Sirloin's Inn, Brown's, Cajun's Wharf.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That was a staple over here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Cock of the Walk was another one.
Cock of the Walk.
And Maumelle, which is now.
Maumelle.
Yes. The Keat family owns this place. Sorry. I forgot the name already. Yes. But, no, that was it. I remember going there growing up.
Yeah.
Now, does Feltner still have their Fayetteville place?
No, I remember they opened it up for a while, for a period of time, but it didn't. I don't think it lasted long. We were just talking about, too, there's just so much more competition restaurant-wise for anybody, and that's why a lot of places don't make it anymore. We're talking
it's
about
like morning radio.
Shorty Smalls,
Shorty Smalls.
Fishers, Homer's, all those. It just tough
Fishers
to
was good. I mean, yeah, they had a fantastic hamburger steak smothered
Cypress
in
Social,
onions, man. That's what that was.
Yeah, that's old school. Elvis sat there.
Darn right.
Cypress Social is.
Thank you. Yeah. Speaking of Elvis in there, Old South in...
Old South.
In Russellville. It's still around.
Yeah,
it burned down a couple of years
ago,
but they rebuilt it, and apparently it's still really good. They did not lose their roots, even in the fire.
But somebody said Cordell's Restaurant. There's so many now, I don't remember. Like, you were naming off. I was, Frankie's, yeah. Wyatt's. What was the other? The Luby's?
Oh,
Luby's.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
The Jello at Luby's. Oh, buddy.
Oh,
Jello.
Listen, you know what? That's what our country needs more of.
Jello at Luby's?
Jello! Roger, I remember walking in Frankie's downtown, and I think one time you and I had lunch down there. I think maybe it was me and you, Roger. It was some of the actors in. Did you do a scene? You did a scene from your movie.
Is that where we did
you
that?
You did it. That was Frankie's downtown. Yeah, it was Frankie's was in the bottom
that's
of that.
That,
yeah.
Is.
Oh, that was for 90-something years. Yeah.
And with Jell-O with the whipped cream
you
on top.
Do you remember an Italian restaurant called, was it the Villa?
The Villa.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's a great one. Yes.
That is outstanding. Yeah, I love that. I love the salad with the little cheese balls.
Yeah.
Bruno's is still around. Bruno's has been
around
since
here.
The 50s.
Bruno's. Yes.
And I tell you,
but the Villa, that was
oh, the love the Villa.
Restaurant I think I went to in Little Rock.
Love the Villa.
Ever.
Very good.
What did you say, Roger?
Villa was very good. Man, they shut down because a lot of people
got
nosy.
Oh, how about Ben Hot Springs?
Coy's?
Coy's?
You're talking about?
Oh, J&S. It's still there.
Yeah, J&S, but they moved it.
Yeah, it got burned down.
Yes. It changed names, the whole thing. Food's good. Food's good.
Zaffino's. Here's one, and people in Sherwood will know this one. Jeremy and Alicia introduced me to it years ago. And it closed, unfortunately. Talk about, family, sit-down, restaurant. It's got the table, the checkered tablecloth. You walk over, they give you the bread right when you walk in. Nothing but house wine.
Yeah.
No name brands. Don't need any of that.
It is so tough
to carry
on a restaurant business that's not a national franchise where you don't have the support. Yeah. Roger, I went to Bruno's the other day, and the Bruno family is still running it. I mean, the Bruno family
still
is still
walking
cooking,
around, talking to people.
Around,
yeah.
Cooking in it.
Yeah. Cool.
And it's tough to do that, man. It's the margins are so thin. You talk to our buddy, Joe Klein, and it's tough. And Frank Fletcher, it's just tough to do it, especially locally owned restaurants. So I have so much respect. I tell you, the other story you told me, a great story, Roger.
Buddy Al Watkins.
Oh yeah,
oh,
the
yeah.
butcher shop.
Yeah,
butcher shop's been around for 50
Long
years.
Time.
Yeah,
yeah.
You were talking about Casa Bonita,
yeah.
And Roger, when we used to do the show with Tommy. That was a common thing that came up with a little flag. I think you guys have eaten there more than I. I think it ate in there one time.
I don't remember.
It was Tommy. It was Tommy because it's right next to Center 150. And you have a great story that it was that there's only one left.
There's only one.
And it's in Denver, but it's a very special one.
It was purchased
and
renovated.
It's the first one, right?
Yeah, I believe it's the first.
You're about to tell the story, okay.
It was purchased by the creators of South Park because they grew up going there. They purchased it and renovated it for $40 million.
Wow.
I mean, they put in millions into this place, and now it's turned into a staple again.
It's like a mega show.
Yes, where you go to Denver, and I think the reservations, if they do them, I think it's tough to get in because so many people want to go. They put so much money into this. There's a waterfall. There's shows.
People diving into pools.
Yeah,
water.
It's incredible. So Casa Bonita, which closed here, I think, in 93.
Right.
But it was part of a chain, and then most of them closed except the one in Denver. They saved. And they basically said, we don't care that we're going to lose money on this. This is just part of our childhood we're going
to
save.
Well, I will tell you this, Roger. If you go to Panama City, Florida, you have a place called Tally Ho's. That my grandfather started back in the 50s. It is still serving.
Wow.
It is still serving right now in Panama City, Florida. So anyway, so continue to send those in. I see Goombas. I see Gauchos. Rockies and Hot Springs. Roger, I know you remember
Rockies. Still there.
Yeah.
What's the other one that's not there? Right there by, right across from the track. Yeah, there was one they tore it down. I think it's where Tom and I used to go get Sambuca.
Oh, it's a Longshot Saloon.
Longshot Saloon. That's right.
Oh,
now
I don't know what somebody wants that one. Dixie Cafe.
The Dixie Cafe. We took it the other day.
Right here.
I did. That was the one that I did eat. I was endorsing them and still couldn't help.
Didn't we say when we were talking over at Dee Dee's the other day, it was there were two. There was Dixie Cafe and another one that sounded the same. It was they sounded the same kind of chain. It's not Dixie's. It's just like that. Pat, real quick. We were talking about
that's why we
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm glad you bring this up, but because we have so many friends that are in the restaurant business with a, you know, Bart with the Fold, with Duno's, and obviously
Kevin.
David, our buddy. I mean, the list goes on and on. Pizza Cafe, which I love. I go there all the time. It's just so, you know, I mean, it's not, you can't eat out every day. I get it. You got a big family, but.
Yeah, I agree. Kevin Case has got multiple restaurants.
It's great to go and support.
Yeah, I agree. Hey,
family, you mentioned Tommy Keat and them.
Yeah, the Keat family. That's another one. The Mitchell Cyper Social.
Yep.
And Petite Keat.
Tzatziki's all that.
Yeah. I did want to tell you real quick. So the NBA's put out their list of the lottery as far as who gets what pick first. So the reason we would Razorback fans would care is where will Darius Acuff Jr. go? So the Washington Wizards were first, Utah Jazz second, Memphis Grizzlies third. How cool would it be if somehow he goes to Memphis? Fourth is Chicago Bulls. That would be cool. Fifth is the Clippers, and then and it goes Clippers, Brooklyn Nets, Sacramento Kings, Atlanta Hawks, Dallas Mavericks. Those are the top nine. You figure, where do you think he'll go? You think he'll go top five, Pat?
I think the more and more it gets closer to the draft, you'll see him rise up. I do. I just don't see it enough. I saw, and everybody's got their list, obviously, but I did see one where he was maybe the second point guard taken after I think it might have been the kid from Illinois.
Bogler.
But a little 6'5" kid. But I just think if you want somebody who can be, you know, I'm not talking about a franchise player. I mean, that's obviously, you know, very difficult to come across. But somebody who you know you can put the ball in his hands and you can depend on him on a night-to-night basis. I just don't see that there's another player out there. I do think the kid from BYU, Devonta, is going to go number one. I mean, 6'9", the kid just can do so many incredible things.
And Boozer will probably be there too.
He doesn't go top five.
So where would you guys want him to go? Would you rather him be like Memphis, the Chicago Bulls?
For selfish purposes, to go to Memphis.
How cool would it be at Memphis? Oh, my gosh, the Razorback fans.
But what about for, like, actual placement purposes? We're in the top five. Well, the best spot.
I don't think he's going to go top four.
Okay.
So I don't think he'll go to the Bulls. I don't think he'll go to the Clippers because they already have Darius Garland. Can't put Garland and Acuff on the court at the same time because they can't play defense.
He can go home to Brooklyn. Where's he from?
He's from Detroit.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Never mind.
I mean, you're looking at Brooklyn and Sacramento.
It's two tough
spots, but I'm thinking those are the two spots that he's most likely to go to.
All right, Roger, I'm calling my shot now. I have no clue what I'm talking about, but in an upset pick, either the Memphis Grizzlies or the Bulls go with our guy.
With Darius Acuff.
Darius Acuff.
Our man, went Sully.
He's going to go with our guy, our man.
We're going to go, Basil, call that. Pat, also, too, you keeping up with baseball and softball with Razorbacks and all things, or no?
Oh, I'm keeping up. I'm keeping up slowly. I'm waiting for it to drop.
We've got to.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say.
I did see did you see the softball player?
Yes.
Set the record for the most home runs with 38.
30. You know how many home runs? 38. Wild. You know, we had Bree Ellis last year, and she was super. I think she hit 26.
Yeah.
This girl hit 38. They thought the girl from Oklahoma, the freshman, was going to break it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but you know, Pat, we're fifth seed. We're number five seed in this tournament, which just shows you how powerful we are. Because I think of the top 10 seeds, seven of the top 10 seeds are SEC schools. It's absolutely nuts. Alabama's number one, Texas number two, Oklahoma three, Arkansas five, Florida six, Tennessee seven, Georgia 10. That's just nuts.
Softball conference.
It's like the SEC, the conference is the tournament, yep. You know, basically. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. We've been supporting the girls and supporting the ladies for a long time, Pat.
No, I know. You guys have been on it. And that's one of the things that I'm excited and proud for is at least that they put a lot of effort and going back a while now into softball.
Yeah.
And it's that's one of the, I'll be honest with you, I don't understand why there isn't I think there is a pro softball league, right?
Yeah, there
but
is.
But I don't understand why it's not more,
I don't know,
I guess, marketed and pushed. And
Maybe the college game is more just, I don't know, maybe it's just a better, you like rooting for college players more than you do pro softball.
Well, I'll tell you what they need to do, and I think they're going to do this, is put it back in the Olympics. That's what they
wouldn't
I
hurt.
Realize that.
Yeah,
what
hurt.
Well, it's tough. I guess other countries maybe don't have the resources to put together a team to make it an Olympic sport to where we can. But I don't know. That was one of the.
Isn't that coming in 2028?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is.
It's coming back.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's a great
idea. Right, but you know, you need other countries to invest.
Yeah.
In their
exactly. It may be one of those like one time things where they give the host country their sport. Like so,
yeah,
softball's
yeah.
our thing, and then it goes away again. So who knows?
Well, Pat, we're gonna.
I think it should be.
Did you wish your mom a happy Mother's Day? Did you see your mom yesterday?
Oh, we took her out actually Friday, and then I dropped off flowers and all the good stuff. Two cards. I had to get two. I couldn't decide which card, so you know, you're gonna get two and all that. So yeah, it's pretty good. It was a beautiful day actually.
Yeah, it rained a couple hours yesterday. It was great for a nap. Great for a Mother's Day nap. Do want to thank Bath Fitter. Along with Cabot Outdoors for sponsoring Pat. Go out and check out. You can go online or knock on Roger's door to see the amazing shower that Roger
come
has.
Come on in, but
brought
please,
to you by Bath Fitter.
Listen, I have a great one.
Oh, right. Bring your own, what do you call the little
squeegee? Bring your own squeegee and loofah.
Yes.
A great documentary I saw the other day, The Age of Disclosure.
Oh.
Check it out.
What's that about?
It's
Is it about
amazing.
Showers?
What is it?
No, sir.
What's it about?
No, sir. It's about what they call UAPs. We used to call them UFOs.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You're going to bring that up at the end of your segment.
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
But yes. Listen, they Trump put all that out there, FBI, and you know what? It wasn't a whole lot to
it. Was
to
a Friday dump.
Yeah, and
it was a Friday dump.
A lot to it.
They were like, no one's going to pay attention.
Here, look, you want to find out for yourself?
Yeah,
here it is.
There was not. I thought we were going to find some smoking gun. It's like, it's really not.
There's little men just the color of Roger's shirt walking around. They're coming out of these things, actually. Nobody knows their names, but we're calling them Pete and Paul. We're calling them Pete and Paul. They're great guys, actually.
There it is. All right, PB. Thanks, buddy.
All right, fellas. Love you.
Love you, man. Thanks to, again, Cabin Outdoors and Bath Fitter. Roger, we're competing in the bathtub competition.
June 8th, right downtown
Hot Springs, baby.
I saw a photograph. I was there. It was with my sister and three other ladies from 14 years ago is when it was. Can you believe
last
that?
Last time you'd been out there to be a part
That's
of
the
it?
Last time I was a part Rogers. Of it. That was the first time I was a part of it.